I'm your host, Dustin. And first off, I want to say happy spooky season. We are finally in October. This year, the first half really went real slow. Extremely slow on my end. It wasn't just because the releases weren't coming out or anything. It's just work was a lot. A lot of planning for the events that I started doing this year, which I do want to touch on a little bit before we start jumping into the episode. Well, not the episodes, the movies I'm going to be talking about today in our episode 21 of Screambox Essential Picks. I took a little bit of a break from doing these, mainly to focus on some interviews that I had to do to gear up for the live events that I had been doing in Salem all year. We just did a third one with Drew Marvick. Screambox, you know, as kind as they are, they sponsored the event. A lot of people got some cool stuff, some free stuff. And then our next one, which I can announce right here, and I will be, you know, putting the links for the tickets below, is it's unrelated to Screambox, but it's tied to the podcast, obviously, is I'm going to be showing The Mean One with director Stephen Lamarre and his wife slash producer slash actor, Amy Shoemaker Lamarre. And that's going to be happening on November 30th in Cinema Salem in Salem, Massachusetts. It's going to be the same layout as all my other events. This is going to be a really, really cool one. There were some things I was hoping that were going to happen, but the money, budget, and time frames were just not aligning correctly. So maybe that will be happening in a future date. But it's awesome to be back here, you know, not having to think of questions and have to be here for the guests. I can just kind of talk. Let everybody know that, hey, I'm still here. I'm still doing these. I love doing these. I love, you know, going on Screambox and just going through the library because it is huge, especially this month in October. There's some pretty big movies coming out on the service. So if you don't have it, get it. I'm going to be covering two films, one that was recently added and then one that's actually, I think, been on for a while that is kind of under the radar that I think is, it's not an amazing film, but it's definitely one I think people should go and watch because of people that are in it and the story and whatnot. But first, I just really want to say thank you to everybody that has been supporting the show, whether it be at the live events or commenting, sharing on social medias or subscribing to our Patreon to get early access to all the videos for just $1 a month. It's just been an amazing journey this year with the friends that I have crafted and found along the way. And, you know, everybody else in between, I've been getting a lot of really good feedback from these events that I have been doing. And it's a lot of work, but I think I'm starting to get the formula down to where it's just going to make everything so much smoother and I'm not going to have to worry too much about things. But seriously, I owe a lot to this little community that I have been creating over the 2.5 years or so that this show has been around. I know that Dean, you know, he was on here for a while, and he's still a part of the show whenever he wants to be, but I do get questions every now and then of, hey man, where's Dean? He hasn't been on an episode in a while. It's because he is a maniac and he lives in the UK and he has his own business. You know, he's running his own thing over there doing his horror hot sauces, which you can actually get in the US now. And I will make sure I put a link in the descriptions going forward so everybody can go check those out. But yeah, he's a really busy guy. He's doing events every single weekend, you know, selling his hot sauce. He's at horror conventions. But next year, we're working together on getting him onto some U.S. events, and we'll be working side by side and doing all that really cool stuff. But I just wanted to give a little bit of an update of all the things behind the scenes and why things have been kind of slow coming out, especially the Screambox Essential Picks episodes. I really enjoy doing these, and I know I do have quite a few people who listen to the show that are expecting these, and I'm sorry to, you know, leave you all waiting. But it's for good reason. There's a lot of things going on that I have to juggle. You know, I'm only one guy. But we're here. We're back. Episode 21. And we're going to be talking about Camp Coldbrook and the Corn Shucker. These are both pretty interesting films. They're not really related in any kind of way. I was trying to think of a way to combine these in a way that made sense. And I just couldn't. But I needed to do an episode on these. And I figured, let's just do a weird pairing. Because, you know, sometimes I like to complement both films with the ones I'm picking. To pick, this would be a good match with this one. And not saying that these aren't a good match if you're trying to do like a little double feature. You know, that's another reason why I like doing these, is to kind of set up double features for people. And we're in the Halloween season. So let's go and watch some things that aren't super mainstream and kind of below the radar, and give some light to literal little films and whatnot. So first, we're going to start off talking about Camp Coldbrook. And as always, I'm going to go through the synopsis, give you any of the ratings, do a quick, brief summary as to why I think this film is essential and why you should watch it. So the plot or summary is: a paranormal team sets to check out an abandoned summer camp where a mass murder had taken place decades previous. And on IMDb, it is rated 4.4 out of 10. Let me see what Rotten Tomatoes has. Rotten Tomatoes, the tomato meter with 7 reviews is 57%, and the audience score is 40%. And I kind of align with that. I do align with that. And they have actually a slightly different synopsis. They have: a strange event plagues crew members of a reality TV show when they visit an infamous backwoods camp that was a site of a mass murder 20 years ago. And I know Joe Dante, I think, was kind of attached to this film in some capacity. But let me see if there's a budget. Sometimes there is. There is not. But we have the runtime is 1 hour and 26. It was directed by Andy Palmer. It was released in theaters very limited on February 14th, 2020. And then it went straight on streaming that same day. And this was distributed by Shout Studios. So let's go through some of the cast. We have Chad Michael Murray, who a lot of people know him from actually quite a lot of films. I can go on his IMDb real fast and name off a few. He was in House of Wax, the remake, Cinderella Story. He was in Freaky Friday. And there's so much on his resume, honestly. He's been in ton of movies, especially Love Story Christmas movies. And then we have Daniel Harris, who is Screaming Queen, of course, you know, Halloween 4 and 5, and Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead, Urban Legend, a lot. She's been in a lot. Let me see if there's anybody else on here. We got Courtney Gaines, who I think is also one a lot of people would recognize. He was in The Burbs, Back to the Future. What part is that? I forget. Or is that just the original one? It is the original one. And then Children of the Corn, the original. And, of course, other things. And, you know, more supporting cast and whatnot. But this was a film that I just put on just to see. Because it looked like it was going to be like a found footage film. And it's kind of mixed with that. It's got found footage elements. But it's more of a just a, you know, regular film. You're going, following these people, investigating this camp, because the show and the network that the show is on wants to boot the show off because it's not getting the views and the ratings that it was getting previous. So they said, this is our last ditch effort, let's go here. Things start getting unwound. There's some okay, you know, CGI effects in here. I feel like it could be better from this being from 2020, which I think it was actually supposed to be released in 2018, but I think it got delayed. But, you know, there's some cool setups that happen. Acting is what you would expect it to be from the cast. It's pretty good. It's a film that, you know, you might want to just sit back, relax, grab a drink, and just throw it on if you're looking for sort of a spooky feeling or atmosphere. You know, it's a fun film. It's not the best film, but I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. So let's move on to The Corn Shucker. Now, this film is an experience. There's actually been a real big cult following coming out of this as of, you know, recently. But let's go and give you the synopsis. It's The Corn Shucker is a mythological creature who has lived simply and peacefully with nature. But now he is besieged by urban sprawl. With nowhere else to go, he is forced to deal with varmints and outlandishly odd townsfolk. As his food supply diminishes, the corn shucker is confronted by the bigoted old man Thomas. In an act of desperation, the corn shucker is forced to do the unthinkable. His existence is in peril, and a mysterious world he inhabits could be destroyed. Only nature and the townsfolk will decide his fate. And this is from 1978. It is directed and written by Brando Snyder. And I think his brother also played the corn shucker, which is Jason Snyder. very, very limited cast. Let me see. On IMDb, it is rated 6.1 out of 10. Only got 32 reviews, but that's still pretty damn good, honestly. And then we don't have any ratings on Rotten Tomatoes. And their synopsis is the exact same as IMDb. Not a lot of info on here, but it's a film. It's low budget, extremely low budget. But I will say the shots in here are pretty damn good. It's very weird. So if you like kind of experimental, weird films, this is definitely for you. And I'm happy it's actually on Screenbox to see a film like this. Because not many other places you'd find this. And I think this was a limited like supply run. I think there was physicals for it. But I think it obviously ran out or whatever it may be. But another thing is that there is sort of a short documentary about this film by Brando and some of the cast and crew and him kind of talking about it, some behind the scenes. It's called The Corn Shucker Unshucked. And that came out in 2022. So that's pretty cool that, you know, a cult classic, essentially, with low-budget indie films like myself. I love that style of filmmaking, super grassroots, down and dirty, and with actually pretty solid storyline, but some weird shots that kind of leave you like scratching head like, what's going on here? But that's like the whole vibe of this film. It's black and white. There's a lot of bugs in it, so if you aren't a fan of bugs, you might want to shy away from this. And a lot of corn eating. but it's a fun movie. It's not that long. It's 1 hour and 3 minutes long. It goes by pretty fast because of how weird the film is. But check it out. Go check it out on Screenbox. Give it some love. Boost those reviews. And let me know what you think of it. But this is my quick episode for episode 21. I'm Screenbox Essential Picks. We've got Camp Coldbrook and The Shucker. As always, I kind of give you, you know, an order, a viewing order I think would be the best for this. And honestly, I would say watch Camp Coldbrook and then end with The Corn Shucker. Because that's a weird film, and I want you to end on a weird note to be like, huh? And also go seek out that short documentary if you can. I'm not sure where that's available, but I definitely want to see it after seeing this film. But thank you, everybody who tunes in on this. These are always really, really fun to go and pick a couple films. My goal has been trying to put out more than one of these a week, but it's just been super hard with work schedule. And then with the events that I've been doing, there's a lot of planning involved in the background of all these, but, fear not, more are coming. And thank you. Seriously. Thank you to Screenbox for what you did for my last event. Alex, you are a godsend. You are such an amazing friend to have. And, I'm really looking forward to what we're going to be doing in the future, but, as always, Thank you guys for being here. I'm your host. Go check out these films. And please let me know what you think in the comments. Share these episodes. The ticket link for my next event will be down below, as well as Dean's site to go get his hot sauce. Obviously, screen boxes like will be down below. And go watch horror movies. Stay scared. It is October. Embrace it. I'll see you guys on the next one.